Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. Erin Gilmore from Gilmore Photography, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are a 6-year veteran in our area. Most people who have done eventing and see the equiary know Maryland Horse Council, know you. Or they know when they see you out running around with cameras who you are.
Yeah, they do know me at this point. I'm always out there.
You're always out there. But you're out there doing photography and putting your photography out there. This is a profession for you, but also an act of passion.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a horse person, a lifelong horse person. So that's where it comes from.
Before your 6 years in Maryland, you were in Virginia, actively pursuing photography.
I was actually in Wellington, Florida for 9 years and moved to Northern Virginia.
So then I'm going to have to ask this differently then. What is your experience in photography and how did you get into this field?
Just from being a horse person and always wanting a career in horses and horse industry, not knowing what that would be ultimately. From way back, I rode professionally for a bit as a hunter jumper trainer, but mostly I was in equestrian media for a good 15 years as a writer, reporter, and editor before I ever picked up a camera.
Oh my.
So photography happened because I was able to be at these amazing locations and interviewing famous riders. And with your article you're writing comes a photo. So I started trying maybe in 2010 to take some pictures and they were very bad. But as my media career progressed, I kept taking pictures and I started getting noticed for my photography while I was still a magazine editor in 2014 or so. That's when my photos started getting published more. So from there, it just grew. And I decided in 2018 that I wanted to try it full time as a photographer. And that actually did coincide with me moving from Wellington, Florida, where I'd lived full time for about 9 years, to Northern Virginia. And I lived on a friend's horse farm and sort of went from there. And it's been a very fast 6 years since then.
Time does go fast, especially with those 3 years of COVID. I think everybody lost a lot of time there.
COVID was interesting, but I feel like my business grew because horse people didn't travel and I was not traveling. So I got a lot of local business during COVID. COVID was very interesting.
Very interesting. So let's back up a little bit here. You started saying, I wanted to be in the horse industry. This was what I wanted to be. And you then said media and then photography and riding. Some of our listeners are young folks going, I want to do something in the horse industry. Some of our riders are middle-aged folks. Some of our listeners are middle-aged folks going, I want a second career change. And some of our listeners are, but I still love the horses and I'm not able to ride. So what advice would you give them? If you started off going, I want to be in the horse industry, did you start off riding? Did you start off media?
I started off writing everything. I started off doing everything. I was a groom. I did everything I could, right? I was a groom. I played polo. I taught polo. I went and taught some dressage, learned mostly dressage, and mostly was a hunter jumper rider. But I tried everything. And I was very young when I was published as a writer. I was about 20 when I started working for horse magazines. So I did kind of keep that going throughout, but I just was involved in some way. And I didn't know how it would end up, but I kept trying everything, you know, really at the same time.
You finished a high school degree. Did you go into a college degree or did you go to the barn? Did you go to a skills program?
I'm a proud college dropout and proof that you can succeed with real life experience. I was in college. Yeah, I was a full-time college student in California where I'm from. And I got my first magazine job when I was still in college. So I was a published writer while I was still a full-time student. And I was offered a job as an assistant editor at the magazine I worked for. And so I stopped going to school and I said, if I ever need to go back and get my degree, I will.
You went in, you took the job as an editor and decided that, so the conversation we were at was you would go back and get that degree. Did you ever find the need to go back and get a degree?
I never found the need to go back and get a degree. Not to say that degrees are important, everyone should get one. But for me, I have never lacked full-time work and been very busy. And I always wanted to be out there experiencing the world and doing things. And seeing my name published as a writer at the age of 20 really drove me to keep going. And having a really great early editor, Kim Miller in California, she supported my career as a writer and a reporter. And that was really instrumental in moving me forward.
So some natural talent was recognized early and it really forged a career path for you.
Yeah, it was a really, really good start. And I stopped writing while I was a professional trainer for a few years. But I started again when I went to go be a groom in Europe and then came back and sort of said, okay, I'm going to try still be a trainer, but I'm also going to get back into media and see which one takes me somewhere. And it was media.
Do you think it's part of your personality that allows you to be so flexible and take the risks? For some people, saying, I'm going to go be a groom in Europe for a while and see what I can learn might sound like a huge risk.
Yeah, I am okay with failure. I was okay even then saying, well, if it doesn't work out, at least I tried and I know what it's like. It is part of my personality to get out there and do it. You know, I moved to Florida from California with 2 suitcases. I moved from Florida to Virginia with not that much. So I always want to get out there and try.
Getting out there and experiencing, seeing what it's like. When you get out there on the field as a rider, do you take that spirit with you?
Oh man, well now I'm an amateur rider in my 40s, so it's harder to take that with you. But yeah, I try. I very much love being an amateur competitor and rider now with a horse I'm very comfortable with.
Have you always been a rider?
Always. Yeah, since I could walk.
And was that a family event or was that just something you chose to do?
My mother had a really strong interest in horses and was a hot walker at Belmont Racetrack growing up, but she didn't go beyond riding lessons. When I was in my 20s, we owned horses together. When I lived in California, we rode together a bit. So it came from her, but I'm not from a quote unquote horse family of trainers or anything like that.
So maybe a family with a spirit who can be a bit free in what they experience and take that spirit with them where they go.
Yeah. And both my parents are business owners and very driven in their careers as well.
There we go. One of my favorite books is Drive. And it talks about, she smiles and nods if you can see this. Drive is one of those books that says it's in your spirit, it's in your soul. And if you don't do it, you get a little bit anxious.
Yeah, that's so true. And not that I don't sit still, I do. And I take like my home time, it's very valued, but I'm very driven to see what's next. And I'm always waking up every day and thinking, okay, well, this is another day for opportunity, whatever's going to happen.
Horizon Farm Credit is part of the National Farm Credit System, a network of banks and associations to serve agriculture and rural homeowners. Farm Credit is committed to your success as a farm owner. They know the challenges that you face, and they're dedicated to helping you overcome them with flexible financing solutions designed to fit your needs, including barns, fencing, arenas, solar panels, trailers, trucks, and farm equipment. Talk with a loan officer today. Call 888-339-3334 or visit horizonfc.com.
So the transition between being the groom to being the rider at college, making some decisions, and then into photography all flow together for you. The horse industry is the only place that you've ever used your talents for riding and photography.
I did a couple of mainstream news articles just to prove to myself that I could. I did some heavily researched mainstream news articles in the Bay Area that got a lot of press. And I sort of was like, okay, I can do this if I need to. But man, I love equestrian media. It's all really been in equestrian media with few exceptions.
And that wraps the passion of the equestrian group back together.
Yeah, because if you're involved in what you love, of course, you're going to get after it 110%, right?
What is it that you love when you walk out and you're like, yes, I want to do equestrian media, I want to do equestrian photography? What is it that draws you to it?
Well, it was amazing the places that equestrian media took me. It took me to the Olympics. It took me around the world, around Europe, and it gave me relationships with the top riders in our country, which always made me wildly nervous, but helped me grow as a person because I was forced to interview the likes of Kent Farrington, who is one of the more intimidating people around. There was always a draw there, and I learned, you know, to write and to ask the direct questions and to say the things that maybe not everybody would say in a professional way. And that was always a challenge. It was always fun. It was always a little bit scary, to be honest, but it was never boring.
It's never boring. Media is never boring. Being an equestrian is never boring. You never know what you're going to find in the barn. When we come back, let's ask some of those direct questions and hear a word from our sponsors to keep us on the air. Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.